Hey guys, so this might be a little surprising because I'm actually keeping up with this more than I was, you know, before. And I mean, that's obviously one of my goals. I think I'm pretty sure I've mentioned that before in like all of them that I was gonna try and keep up with this. And yeah, so here I am trying to keep up with it. I believe it's been like 2 weeks at least since I've made the last one, and I'll probably do that either every week or every 2 weeks. I'll have one up, hopefully, depending if like nothing comes up and I'm trying to find time, obviously, you know, because I don't know, I'm so stressed about a lot of things, but you know, it's okay because this is something that is important to me, and like it's just a step forward for other things to me. It's hard to explain. Anyways, so today I just want to talk about that the emotion of loneliness or feeling alone. I mean, it's obviously not a very easy topic to talk about or think about or feel, obviously. But I mean, at one point in our lives, or multiple points, obviously, we're gonna feel alone. And I mean, it's not very welcoming. It's never welcoming, actually. And yeah, for me, I mean, it's very terrifying. I don't know about anyone else or how that affects anyone else, really. But to me, it's just very scary. And I don't like it. I'm gonna be honest, I really don't. But on the other side of things, it does give me a lot of privacy, if that makes sense. Privacy to me, I mean, I've always had privacy my whole life. And I guess that's why I'm so distant from a lot of people. So, I mean, it has its positive effects and negative effects, and like I'll dive deeper into that in a second. But yeah, I'm just saying, for me, being alone, it's good and it's bad at the same time. And I don't know how that is for you. Maybe it's the same. Maybe it's different. Maybe you're just like, oh, hell no, I can't be alone. It's gonna go into shit. Or maybe you're like me and you're like, yeah, there's some good and bad stuff. Or you're just probably like, oh yeah, it's good. I mean, I don't know. To me, I don't know how that would be good, but I mean, I know there's different, it's different for other people. So I guess I'll go into depth now as to why being alone is terrifying for me. So obviously being alone is just terrifying. Like, simply that, and being alone is just terrifying itself. You know, you feel like there's no one there. Like, no one to turn to, no one to talk to, there's just no one there for you. But obviously, you know, that's not true. Like, even when you feel like the whole world is against you, it's not, because you do have people. You're always gonna have people. And even if you're like, no, there's nobody, like literally there's no one, you have to remind yourself that you have yourself. Like, you're a person, you know, you have yourself, you have you. And I mean, I think that's just important to remember, like, because I'm not gonna lie, even for me, I forget that I'm there for myself too. You don't need somebody always to depend on and, you know, to go to. You don't need that. I mean, it may feel like a necessity for you, and if it does, I hope one day you come to realization it's not. But yeah, like, get what I'm saying? Like, you don't need somebody to be there. You have yourself, always. In the end, you have yourself. It's a scary thought. It's a scary feeling. But remember, you're the one that knows yourself better than anyone else. So, in those times of stress and frustration, when you just feel like the whole world is against you, just take a deep breath, relax, and remember that you have yourself and you're there for you. If that makes any sense. That doesn't sound right coming out of my mouth, I'm not gonna lie, but yeah, you have yourself. Now, on the brighter side of things, I mean, like, I don't know, okay. Anyway, some positive effects of being alone, quote unquote. And as I mentioned earlier, I have a lot of privacy, and being alone, feeling alone, gives me a lot of privacy. And in those times, I mean, it's just, I'm on my own. Like, I'm in control of what I'm doing and what I'm feeling. I mean, sometimes that's not always the case. I can't control how I feel, obviously, but I can control what I'm gonna do with that feeling, if you get what I'm saying. For me, I just, when I feel alone, I just take that emotion and see how I can better myself. If I'm starting to feel like, oh, I don't want to do this, or I don't want to make the same mistake again, or I don't know, anything like that. I just think of ways of, like, how can I improve on things that I believe I need to improve on, you know? And mentally, I mean, it can go both ways. I can be like, oh, I don't know if I want to do this. Oh, maybe I should do this, or, you know, it just goes back and forth between those things. But it does give me, like, some sort of relief, in the sense, because when I'm there just dealing with my emotions on my own, I can, like, just handle it on my own. I don't know how else to, like, better explain it, but, like, obviously I can depend on myself more. Because, I mean, I've just learned to do that throughout the years. And maybe, I mean, obviously it's not going to be the same case for you, but maybe I can help you and guide you through that. Because, I mean, it's just, it's good to remember that you don't need anyone else. It's healthy, and it's very healthy, actually. So, yeah. That's just some of how that positively affects me, and, like, how I can work on myself and, you know, do things on my own, not necessarily needing someone there. I'm not gonna lie, I mean, I am that kind of person who depends on other people, and, like, as bad as that sounds, I mean, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. Like I said, it's just, it goes either way, but you choose how to go, because, like I said, in the end, it's you. You and your choices, you and your emotions, you decide on what you're going to do with those emotions. So, another way this can just negatively affect me. No, like, this is just, I don't like talking about this, but this is how I process things. This is how I do things. You know, like I said, how this positively affects me when I can improve on things that I think I need to improve on, or that I want to improve on. I look at the negative effects, and, you know, like, it's like a pros and cons list. Like, you look at the pros and you look at the cons, and you see what you can do with those cons to turn them into pros. That's exactly what I do with my emotions. So, hopefully you have a better understanding of that. So, throughout all these thoughts, throughout all, like, even the positive ones, and, like, you know, all that, it can get dark. It can get real dark. I know that. And there's just horrible thoughts, like, things that you didn't even know that you necessarily felt like that. and I'm like, what I'm referring to is like self-harming or like even suicide. That's what I mean when it's gonna get dark. And just like letting all those emotions out, it's good. Obviously, it's good to let those emotions out. But putting yourself in any sort of danger, I mean, that's when it gets to a point where it's not okay. Because it's you know, you're putting yourself in danger. As much as you don't think you matter, you do. And like I have so much trouble like remembering that. And like I'm being completely honest, like I get like that too. I get to the point where I'm just like, no, I don't fucking matter to anybody. I just don't. But obviously, I mean, I know that I do. I mean, I have family, I have friends, I have a girlfriend, you know, and it's just all about remembering and keeping those things in mind that you matter and that your emotions matter. You are valued and you're appreciated and all this sort of stuff. But in the moment, you're just in that moment and you're just like, no, no. And that it's like a cycle. It just leads back to remembering that you have yourself in the loneliest moments of time. You have yourself. So when I'm feeling that I have a need to like put myself in danger or hurt myself, I distract myself as quickly as possible. I distract myself. I don't know if you've heard of the grounding effect. I think that's what it's called. I'm not entirely sure. But it's like an anxiety thing. You list 5 things that you see and it just distracts you. Or like for me, writing is a huge thing. And obviously it's not going to work for everybody. Not everyone likes writing out their emotions, because I know some people just don't think it benefits them at all, and that's understandable, because me too. Like sometimes I want to write something, but I'm just like, what is this gonna do? Like, how is this gonna help me? What am I gaining from this? So another tip as to when you're feeling down and you're going into a dark place and you need to distract yourself, just blast some music. You know, just distract yourself with anything you see or find, or just don't do that to yourself. So yeah, that's one tip. I kind of lost train of thought, so give me a moment. Oh, right, okay. Yeah, I was gonna say, just along with distracting yourself, don't try your best to not let your emotions get the best of you. And I mean, that can lead to not only loneliness but like anger as well, because when I go into that dark place, I start to isolate myself from people, and even the closest people to me. Like, I'm not even kidding, like I can get real cold, and it's not healthy, but like over the years I've learned to cope with it. And I mean, it's all about knowing how you feel in those certain moments and what you can do to help yourself. Because in my personal opinion and experience, finding ways on how to help yourself, it's very beneficial. And sorry, my dog is in here, but in those moments of darkness and feeling those emotions all at once, from the very beginning, if you want to try what I do and learn your emotions, what I do is just sit there and allow myself to feel these emotions. And what I mean by that is like cry and and even like I punch stuff, and like I know that's hurting myself in a way, but for me that's just what I do from the beginning. I just let it all out, like completely out. And then after that, after I have my breakdown and all that shit, all that good shit, I start thinking of like what I've done and how I can fix that. Like, for example, what I just said, if I punch something, I'll be like, okay, in those moments, maybe I can punch something else other than the wall, you know, because I mean, the wall's gonna hurt, but if I punch the pillow, it's not gonna hurt, but I'm still letting that emotion out, you know. As much as I don't want to punch the pillow, I do, because I mean, I know that I'm cared for and I know people are gonna be concerned. So yeah, that's an example. Or like isolating myself from the people I'm close with. Now with that, what I do is like I talk to my close friends, or sometimes even my girlfriend, like, oh yeah, that happens. I mean, it's gonna happen, and the only thing you can do is to either fix it or just keep doing what you're doing. But if you keep doing what you're doing, you already know how that's gonna go. So as I was saying, what I do is I talk to my friends, and I try my best to talk to them about what I can do to do better. And I mean, you know, all your friends are probably gonna be like, oh, you're not doing anything wrong. I mean, it's just me. I should be there for you and stuff like that. And I mean, that may not always be the case, but I mean, it may be something that happens. And if it is, just don't let them take the blame. I mean, as much as they want to. I mean, it's not completely your fault, but it's also not completely their fault, you know? And you just have to remind yourself that even though all this terrible shit is happening to you, it's not only gonna affect just you, but it will also affect others around you. And that's not, I don't mean that's because it's happening to them as well. I just mean that what you're going through is gonna affect how you act, and it's gonna affect how you act around others. And if you're just like in that dark place and you're just like, I don't want to talk to anybody, I just don't want to talk to anyone in general, and so you stay silent, and if someone tries to talk to you and they're bugging you, and you let that out on them, that's what I mean, you know. So yeah, gosh, I keep getting distracted, I'm so sorry. That's just one thing and a tip that I can give you on if you're feeling down, and then if you just want to isolate yourself or something. And I mean, it's okay to do that. I'm not saying it's just this horrible thing. What I'm saying is just, sure, you can isolate yourself, sure, you can feel all these emotions, but I'm just gonna keep telling you this: what matters is what you decide to do with those emotions. I feel so hypocritical right now, because like I'm saying these things, and like I know I don't do them as often. I try to, but yeah, I mean, I'm probably gonna take my own advice, or no, I will take my own advice, because I need to. Yeah. So once again, loneliness, just something that is so terrifying and can be so scary in certain moments of your life. But you gotta remember that it's okay to feel this way, and it's okay to just allow yourself to let it out, and you know, do what you need to do in order to feel okay. Unless that affects someone negatively, then please don't. It's just, sure, it's not gonna be easy, but you can get through it. I believe in you. I believe in everybody, always, no matter who you are.
Always.
Yeah, remember, it can be beneficial. It just all depends on how you act upon it. So, yeah, I'm sorry this isn't as long, but I'm kind of running out of time. I'm kind of running out of words, so I apologize. yeah, I'll probably make a next segment, actually, so stay tuned. Peace. Yo, I'm so glad you stuck around and listened to this next segment. Aren't you proud of yourself? I'm proud of you. Thank you. Also, I'm very thankful and appreciative of you for sticking around and listening. Alright, so let's just dive right in and pitch it. Oh gosh. Okay. This next segment will be about anger. And this is also something that's not very easy to talk about, because, I mean, when you're angry, you don't want to talk about shit, man. You just, or depending on how you are, I mean, I've gone through all three phases of anger, or, yeah, like, the silent one, where you're just so angry, you're just silent, or you're so angry, you just start bawling, or when you're so angry, you just completely isolate yourself, and, like, you know, just go and do your own thing. So, yeah, this is what that's gonna be about. I'm just gonna be straight up honest. I am so filled with anger. Like, I feel angry all the time. And it's not even at people, it's just I feel angry about myself. Like, I'm angry at myself. And I mean, I don't know. Maybe that's just something that's my problem and I need to deal with that. I know I do. And I mean, it's not easy, because for me, I'm just a wreck. yeah, I'm so incredibly filled with anger at myself, and I don't know, it's just one of the emotions that can really lead me to fucking insanity. I don't fucking know. It's just, it depends on, like, the situation and what happens exactly. Yeah, I don't know. It's just, to me, it's the one emotion that can not only, like, harm yourself, but it can also cause damage to other people. Like I said in the last segment about how it's not only affecting you, but it's also affecting the others around you. It's exactly the same with anger, because if you're angry, you have a tendency to just let it out on other people, even though you don't mean it. And I mean, it's okay, it happens, but you have to come to a realization that it can't happen every time. It just can't become that habit, and it's just not healthy. Definitely not healthy for you. It's definitely not healthy for the people around you that you're causing damage to, you know? And again, we're gonna go deep here. We're gonna go super honest. I've done so many things that I'm not proud of. I admit it. I've said and I've done things that hurt people so much. Like, I've hurt them so much where they can't even look at me the same. And it's painful, it's very painful, but that it's also a reminder, it's also a lesson that I've been taught, that what you say and do to other people, as much as it doesn't seem like it, it really causes them damage. And I guess that's where empathy, I believe, empathy comes in. You have to remember what it's going to be like if you were in their shoes. And yeah, because you wouldn't want somebody to, like, just treat you like shit every time they're angry. That's just it's not right. And it's just, it would honestly, if that was me, like, I feel so hypocritical, because, like, I always that person that hurts other people, and it's not, like, purposely, it's not intentionally, it just, it happens. And I'm not, that's not an excuse, it's just something I admit that I need to work on. It's just, it really breaks my heart. And, like, from my experience of me just thinking about my past and thinking about what I've said and what I've done, it just, it really takes a toll on myself. And I've come to realization that I need to work on that more than most things. And I mean, I admit it, lately my anger has not been the best. If anything, it has gotten worse, and it's scary, because that's the last thing I wanted. I didn't want my anger to become more of a problem, to become more than it already was, and it did, and it seemed like it kind of crept up on me, I'm not gonna lie, because it's just, I think, now that I think about all of it, it just, everything came down all at once, and I didn't have time to necessarily feel that anger, because for me, when a situation happens that affects me in any way, in the first place, before all of this, I would get really sad, and it was that overwhelming feeling of sadness. It wasn't even anger, it wasn't even anything remotely close to anger, it was just sadness. Now, when something happens, I just get so angry and upset, and I'm not gonna lie, it's so unhealthy, for me, at least, it's so unhealthy, and when things like that happen, when a certain situation happens and I feel just overwhelmed with anger, it scares me, because what am I capable of, you know, like, as terrifying as that sounds, it's just, I just start to question myself, well, why am I so angry, why do I feel this way, I don't want to feel this way. And then it just adds more frustration and more irritation, and yeah, I mean, I don't know how it is with you, but that's just how it works for me, and it's insanely, like, terrifying to me. I don't know. It's really weird. And then it also leads to that dark place. I mean, I think any emotion can really lead to a dark place. Maybe even happiness. I don't know. Maybe we'll talk about that at another time. I don't know. It just leads to another breakdown, obviously. And recently, it never has been good for me. Because, I mean, I try to see both sides of what a certain emotion can bring. Like loneliness. I mean, there's privacy, and then there's isolation, two different things that somehow come together. It just, same thing with anger, like, well, not exactly the same thing, because when I deal with anger, it just completely takes over me, and again, I'm just not sure how to fix that. And maybe that's okay, because eventually I'll learn. Hopefully I'll learn. My brain is running right now. My point is, I try to look on both sides. Right now, obviously, I'm not really focusing on the more positive side. I'm just thinking about how badly this really affects me. And now I can actually use that as something I always talk about. For example, like, right now, I'm feeling anger at myself, so I'm gonna allow myself to feel this while I sort things out, while I figure out how I can handle it. Now, I'm thinking I can just take it slow. Remember that I can fix this, and I will fix this. I will figure it out on my own time and in my own way. So, there you have it. That's me literally dealing with my feelings. Obviously not the darkest or deepest point, but that is definitely a part of how I feel. Honestly, I'm pretty sure most of y'all will agree with me about this, but I really wish I could just let it go and move on. I mean, I really wish that's how it was for a lot of things, but if things were that way, it would not be any better. And I think we all know that. And obviously, it's also not that simple, so I mean, either way, it's just, it won't be good, but we can make good out of it. Positivity. Fuck. Okay. Yeah. I believe I'm slowly learning how to deal with my anger and emotions and all that good stuff. Because, I mean, my opinion, obviously, emotions are just a mess. Always. I'm a complicated person. When I'm depressed, I don't know what I feel. I don't know what I need. Unless it's a certain emotion that I'm familiar with and that I can cope with it. But like anger, like I just explained literally for like the past 10 minutes that I don't know how to deal with it. It's hard for me to deal with it, and yeah, it's just insane. So, with that said, I really hope that I have your support, and that I really hope that somehow talking about my emotions and talking about my anger and how I deal with it, I don't know how, but I hope in some way that it helped you as well. Because, I mean, that's just... that's one of my main goals with these podcasts, is to help others and be there for them simply over just listening to this, you know? And it's insane because, I mean, I listen to podcasts too. I mean, hell, I have one, so why wouldn't I listen to podcasts? I don't know, listening to them and watching them, it's really entertaining. It's really helpful in a way. So... yeah. I really hope I overcome this. And if you're struggling with it too, I hope you overcome it as well. But let's keep in mind that we have to overcome this in a healthy way. And if we don't at first, it's okay. We can keep working on it. We're in it together. Always. You're not alone. Always, never, ever alone. We have each other. You have me, I have you. Just message me. Alright? I got y'all. Anything and everything. Alright. Sorry, that's not a lot either, but it's something. And I really hope that throughout these couple segments, you've learned something. And even if it wasn't something related to them, I really hope you learned something about me. And yeah, thank you so much. See you in 2 weeks, maybe? Maybe I'll surprise you again. We'll never know. Goodbye.